This podcast is brought to you by Money Control.
Hello and welcome to News 18's morning podcast Daybreak. I'm Pathikrit Sen Gupta. While there's understandably a pandemic of coronavirus-related news all around, let's have a listen to some other big stories. OPEC's share of India's oil imports fell to 78.3% in 2019-20, its lowest in at least 19 years, data obtained from industry and trade sources show, as refiners in Asia's third biggest economy increased imports of US and Mediterranean grades. India, which usually imports about 80% of its needs from members of the Organization of the Petroleum Exporting Countries, has been diversifying its suppliers as local refiners have upgraded plants to process cheaper crude grades. The world's third biggest oil importer shipped in 4.5 million barrels per day of oil in the last fiscal year to March 2020, about 0.9% less compared with a year ago, data showed. Of that, about 3.53 million BPD came from OPEC members. The share of OPEC oil in India's 2019-20 crude imports might be the lowest ever, as crude imports by country before 2001-2 are not available. In 2019-20, India's overall imports declined as most refiners had shut units for upgrades ahead of stricter fuel standards effective from April 1. Indian refiners, with storage filled to the brim, cut back crude processing and reduced imports from OPEC nations for April and May. Fuel demand in Asia's third largest economy grew by 0.2% in 2019-20, its weakest growth rate in more than two decades. Sexist men and women may have much in common with five-year-old children, with a new study concluding children of that age are inherently sexist. A study by United States-based researchers on hostile and benevolent sexism displayed by children has found that both boys and girls have inherent sexist tendencies up till the age of five. Hostile or negative sexism refers to overt sexist or misogynistic cognitive attitudes, perceptions and behavior veered towards hating or discriminating against a certain gender. Researchers found that such beliefs were common among both girls and boys up till the age of five. The study, however, pointed out that while hostile sexism wore off soon after age five among both girls and boys, the latter on an average continued to believe in or display benevolent sexism up till the age of 11. This type of sexism is often dubbed positive sexism as opposed to hostile sexism and leads to attitudes of chivalry. The study was based on surveys conducted with about 200 children aged 5 to 11 from New York and Illinois and could point to a disturbing trend. Gender experts believe that such sexism is often harder to spot and that, though deemed unharmful, it leads to attitudes of infantilization of women and casual sexism, especially at the workplace. Such attitudes can often lead to more severe forms of hostile sexism. Men who have shown hostile sexism tendencies often tend to espouse benevolent sexism as well. It might seem cute when a boy acts in chivalrous ways towards girls, or when a girl pretends to be a princess who is waiting for a prince to rescue her. One of the authors of the study, which appeared in the journal Sex Roles, Andre Simpian, said. The professor in New York University's Department of Psychology also added, many times this is just play with no deeper meaning, but other times these behaviors, even though they may seem inoffensive, might signal that children view women in a negative light as weak, incompetent and unable to survive or thrive without a man's help. This is not the first time that researchers have investigated sexism in children. In 2018, academics from the University of Minnesota in the US found that children displayed gender stereotypical speech patterns as early as age 5. The study found that as children's voices changed or deepened with age due to changes in larynx, boys and girls tended to pick up speech cues from same-gender adults around them. Differences in speech were also noted among children who had been diagnosed with gender identity disorder. Researchers have also previously found that children as young as 3 months to 1 year old show tendencies towards gender-specific toys. Boys tend to pick toys associated with male attributes like action, strength, like toy trucks, guns, toy soldiers, superheroes, etc., while girls chose more feminine toys like dolls or playhouses. The attempt to assimilate with one's identified gender is referred to as gender constancy and is an active part of socialization, the process children go through to understand the rules of society and deal with societal expectations. And the world has lost more than one quarter of its land-dwelling insects in the past 30 years, according to researchers whose big-picture study of global bug decline paints a disturbing but more nuanced problem than earlier research. From bees and other pollinators crucial to the world's food supply to butterflies that beautify places, the bugs are disappearing at a rate of just under 1% a year, with lots of variation from place to place, according to a study in the journal Science. That's a tinier population decline than found by some smaller localized studies which had triggered fears of a so-called insect apocalypse. But it still adds up to something awfully alarming, said entomologist Roel van Klink of the German Center for Integrative Biology, the study's lead author. The decline across insect orders on land is jaw-dropping, said Michigan State University butterfly expert Nick Haddad, who wasn't part of the study. Ongoing decline on land at this rate will be catastrophic for ecological systems and for humans. Insects are pollinators, natural enemies of pests, decomposers, and besides that are critical to functioning of all Earth's ecosystems, he said. Insect declines are worst in North America, especially the Midwestern United States and parts of Europe, but the drop appears to be leveling off in the US in recent years, said the study that pulled together earlier research on more than 10,000 species with data from 1,676 locations. The Midwest lost 4% of its bugs a year. The big global losses seem to be around urban and suburban areas and croplands where bugs are losing their food and habitat, Van Klink said. University of Delaware entomologist Douglas Tallamy, who wasn't part of the study, said he would drive through the Midwest, where there were supposed to be lots of butterflies and other insects, but would see only corn and soybeans in an insect desert. Some outside scientists said the results made sense, but worried that the study lacked research and data from some large areas, such as the tropics and Africa. Co-author Anne Swengel, a citizen scientist who's tracked butterflies for more than 30 years, recalled that when driving around Wisconsin a few decades ago, she would look out in a field and you would see all these sulfur butterflies around. I can't think of the last time that I've seen that. Van Klink didn't find a link to climate change in the insect loss, but he did see an overarching theme of creeping urbanization, which absorbs land where insects live and eat, and general loss of habitat from farming that takes away weeds and flowers bugs need. While land bugs were dwindling, freshwater insects such as mayflies, dragonflies and mosquitoes are increasing at more than 1% a year, the study found. That's faster than land bugs were disappearing, but those thriving freshwater insects are a tiny percentage of bugs in the world. One of the latest yet rare astronomical observations is a merger of two black holes, captured by the scientists from the Laser Interferometer Gravitational Wave Observatory and Virgo Interferometer in Pisa, Italy. The news about the black hole merger was first shared on April 18 at the online meeting of the American Physical Society. LIGO is a pair of twin detectors which are based in Hanford, Washington and Livingston, Louisiana. The event, identified as GW190412, has also been explained in a video. The findings were published in the AVIX journal. According to the information shared in the findings, the event GW190412 took place about 1.9 to 2.9 billion light years away from Earth. The two black holes weighed approximately 8 and 30 solar masses. The rare event has opened new doors for the study on the black holes, their merger, and gravitational waves. In a press release, Frank Ohm, the leader of the independent Max Planck Research Group, said, "For the very first time, we have heard in GW190412 the unmistakable gravitational wave hum of a higher harmonic, similar to overtones of musical instruments. These observations once again prove the theory of general relativity proposed by Einstein." Right, everyone, that's all for today, but we will be back again next week with a fresh dose of news for you. In the meantime, don't forget to subscribe to the newsletter Daybreak at news18.com. And do follow the website for more news and developments. Thank you for listening. Have a good day and a great weekend.
Views and investment tips expressed by investment experts on moneycontrol.com are their own and not that of the website or its management. MoneyControl.com advises users to check with certified experts before taking any investment decisions.